Darrell, announcement from the Bank of Canada this morning, not unexpected, but we are going to see interest rates start to rise here?
The Bank of Canada announced today, Ray, that their overnight rate was to increase by a quarter of a percentage point to 3% from 2.75%. And this is second time now this year that rates have been increased. And it looks as though the trend is for further rate hikes to come.
I guess the fundamentals behind this, a lot of it has to do with inflation, does it, Darrell?
Yes, it does. We do have some external factors, in particularly with our neighbor to the south in the United States, as we've discussed on previous market minutes. But yes, continued increases in energy costs, there's a concern now that that will actually work its way into the price of goods and services in the economy at large, and contributing to inflation and hence the potential for higher interest rates.
So, I mean, as we're predicting possible further rate increases, Darrell, are there ways to kind of deal with this other than kind of locking in your long-term loans here?
Well, if you can lock in long-term loans with the bank, of course, it's the simplest way to do it. But in Canada, quite typically, loans are adjusted fairly frequently to current market interest rates. So operating loans oftentimes are floating with the prime rate. So there is no protection there with the bank. And that's why I think it's important to take a look at some alternative instruments that are available to people in the trade to lock those rates in. And one such instrument is the BAX contract, or the Bankers Acceptance Contract, that trades on the Montreal Commodity Exchange.
Let's take a look at that a little bit, Darrell, and maybe explain how you can use that to offset some of these interest rate rises. What does someone have to do here?
Well, a Bankers Acceptance Contract is used for financing primarily short-term receivables or inventories. It's a three-month note, and the price is set for a three-month time window. These contracts trade in Montreal, and so you're able to actually hedge the current price of money forward on these contracts as far forward as March of 2007.
And basically under this, as the interest rates go up, I mean, there's a correlation there, is there, Darrell?
Yes, typically the correlation between the Bankers Acceptance Contract and the prime rate of interest has been running in the upper 90 percentile area there, so a movement in interest rates at the bank level would be reflected quite accurately in the BAX contract. So it's a matter of matching up the term of the loan and also the amount of volume of the loan that an individual is exposed to, and then designing an appropriate strategy of contracts to cover that going forward. The mechanism would be that as rates rise at the bank and you pay more interest at the bank, these contracts would increase in value and offset that cost. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.